This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program here. It's been a busy night on the phones this evening.
It's been a busy night in the chat room.
Yes, it has. In some ways,
Something about this evening. What is it? Oh, it's Halloween.
It is Halloween.
Crazy, nasty trolls have come out in droves.
Yeah, that's true. We've had to ban a couple people. I don't enjoy doing that, by the way. I don't enjoy banning people. But if you come into our chat room and post things that are not safe for work in a channel that is not a not safe for work channel, because our general chat channels are not safe for work. They are safe for work. We have two channels on the server that are not safe for work. You want to go and post some nasty stuff? That's what not safe for work channels are for.
Yep.
Hello, basic internet. Let me explain that to you. All right. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
So, yeah, I don't envy having to teach people Internet 101, and I don't enjoy teaching it with a ban hammer either. But ultimately, you know, why do I even want to bother kicking somebody out temporarily who's going to come in there, obviously with the intention of disgusting and just sickening people?
Right.
I don't even want to say what those posts were. As we continue here, you can bring up anything that you want. Talking about the Discord chat, normally it's a pretty safe, friendly place to be and lots of fun conversations there. And apparently we didn't have enough moderators because I didn't know about it until it was like already several minutes into it. So, you know, if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier and you're interested in some responsibilities on the server, well, you can check the AMP forum or the AMP group there, the AMP chat room. And there's more information there for you. All right. So we've got the top ten costumes.
And I did find out what Frightgeist was.
This is Google's Frightgeist.
Yeah. So they actually have an about on their thing, which
like
is
Zeitgeist, the spirit of the times, but
I thought more Poltergeist.
Okay, that could be that too.
Frightgeist.withgoogle.com, and then they have a little I button, you know, the letter I inside the circle where you click on for information. And it says every year trillions of searches take place on Google, and Google Trends gives us an unparalleled look at what the world is searching. With Frightgeist, we went on a hunt to find the most popular Halloween costumes for 2018. Pulling from the top 500 costume searches in the United States, Frightgeist used Google Trends to tell people what costumes were trending around them and nationally. So you can search
the
near
region.
Or nationally. And the info that I have is national.
Interesting.
But I also did pull up the state-by-state list of the top five.
Okay.
And I will say that Alaska has a completely different number one than any other state.
Well, we're not going to go down to all the states.
Right.
So what's their number one?
Their number one is mermaid.
Yeah,
and that's not in the, that does not appear to be in the top five of other states.
And this is just by searches.
Is there any
actual purchases?
Are there any lumberjacks on the top 10 in Alaska?
They only show the top five by state, and no, lumberjack is not on there.
Mermaid does not appear in the National Retail Foundation's top Halloween costumes for 2018 either on any category, children, adult, or pets.
Yeah, and this also is not top 10 nationally either, according to Frightgeist.
Mermaid is top 15 of the national list.
So, again, number 10 on this list is Princess.
Right. And then on the top Halloween costumes by the National Retail Foundation, children, number 10 is Frozen. Adults, it's Clown. Pets, Ghost.
Clown is number 11 on the Frightgeist.
Oh, so it goes beyond 10.
I actually pulled up the Frightgeist site that does go well beyond.
I see.
They have the top 50 on the first page.
All right. Let's go on to number 9.
Rabbits.
Number 9 for children, according to the Retail Foundation, is Pirates. adults, it's superhero, and pets, superhero. Now, there are some specific superheroes that we'll get into coming up here.
Right, so pirate number 8, superhero number 7.
These are very, very close.
Okay, so now we're doing 8 and 7. So eight.
Well, I only mentioned those because you had mentioned those two things were number 9 on your list.
Well, okay. But we don't want to spoil it necessarily too high up. So,
correct.
So Ghost is number 8 for children. Ghost also number 8 for adults. And Star Wars character number 8 for dogs.
And Ghost was number 10 for dogs.
Oh, they have a dogs list for Google?
No. You read off
Ghost. Thank you for remembering that. Okay. Number 7 for children. Avengers character excluding Spider-Man. Adults, number 7 is Star Wars character, and for pets, it's Lion.
What do you have for number 6 on your list?
Well, you were going first. What's your number 6?
Give me yours.
All right, fine. Number 6 for children, Spider-Man. Adults, it's Batman, and pets, it's, strangely, dog.
I guess a dog going as a different breed of dog might be interesting. Number 6 on Frightgeist, Harley Quinn. Which kind of ties in with your Batman there on one of your
lists. She's not on this list at all. I guess she would fall under superhero generically.
She would actually be a villain.
Oh, she's a villain,
I believe.
That's right.
You're right. Number 5, witches.
Number 5 here also, witch for children, Avengers character excluding Spider-Man for adults, and cat for pets.
Number 4 on Frightgeist is dinosaur.
Number 4, Star Wars character for children, pirate for adults, and devil for pets.
Number 3, we have unicorn.
Devil, by the way, does not appear in adult or children costumes.
And let me take a look at Frightgeist and see if devil appears in their top 50 while you...
It's got to be. Devil costume's got to be in top.
It's number 32.
Yeah.
All right.
Frightgeist. What number were we on? Three?
And by the way...
Number 3 is unicorn from Frightgeist.
Okay.
What were you saying, Conan?
Well, I mean, Ian had mentioned Star Wars characters a couple of times for pets and for, I think, adults.
Yes.
Correct.
It's not even on this list until 41 on Frightgeist.
Interesting.
So
Joe's a big 34, by the way.
So this is just trending. This is Google Trends.
This is based on searches.
Right.
Yes.
So not Google Shopping, just searches.
Correct.
So no one... is interested this year, 2018, in Star Wars.
They're not searching for it, but they're buying the costumes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's number 4 with children.
So it's almost like they don't need to search. They're just going right to the store and
they know where to get it.
They know what to get.
Yeah. Number 3 on the list for children is Batman Zombie for adults, which makes sense, right? The Walking Dead, of course. The zombies are sort of making this big comeback over the last decade. And then for pets, it's Bumblebee. So apparently a lot of people dress their pets up as other animals.
Batman number 20 on the Frightgeist list.
All right.
Number 2. And I'm glad that a lot of your lists said superhero excluding Spider-Man.
It was Avengers character excluding Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is number 2 on the Frightgeist list.
All right. And now it's interesting that they're excluding Spider-Man because he doesn't appear anywhere on the top Halloween costume, so I don't know why.
Wasn't he one of the pets or something?
No. No Spider-Man. Not even a spider costume.
Spider-Pig?
No one likes Spider-Man.
Number 2.
Mary Jane does.
Maybe he was like number 11.
No one likes Mary Jane either.
Number 2 for children is superhero. Number 2 for adults is vampire. And number 2 for pets is hot dog.
I have seen the hot dog costumes for dogs, and I would say that they're kind of cute.
All right. Jazzy had a costume this year. She was Renee, my ex-girlfriend, bought Jazzy a sunflower costume.
Okay.
And she looked pretty adorable.
Where's Vampire on this Frightgeist list? Is it on the Frightgeist list?
It's got to be.
I was trying to do some search thing.
Vampire
here.
Is number 24.
24.
And number 1 from Frightgeist, Fortnite characters.
Fortnite characters, which makes sense. This Fortnite thing is huge. I mean, it's become a video game phenomenon over the last, I don't know, what, year?
It's the basically, new, it's the new
I'd
Halo.
Say 6 months.
The new Medal of Honor, Call of Duty, or whatever. It's just
Well, it's not exactly those things.
Oh, because, no, it's not. I'm not saying it is that those games. It
you're
is
saying
the new
it's
rage.
As big as
it's
those
the new
things.
Rage.
Okay.
Apparently, it came out July last year.
Number one. Yeah, but it's. I don't think it blew up right at that time. Because it was actually originally not what blew up. It was originally like a zombie game, and then they created a new game mode for it, and then it blew up. Anyway, number one for children, Princess. For adults, it's Witch. And for pets, it's Pumpkin. You can share your thoughts, bring up what you want. And also, we've still got Ross Ulbricht's letter. Come on up. It's Free Talk Live. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org. The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Nothaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in a crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5% to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Happy Halloween to you. We're here live as we are every single night, even on holidays. And this is a decent holiday. I like the Halloween holiday. It's fun, gives people something to do, and, you know, it's not government-created. There's a bunch of those stupid government holidays I want nothing to do with. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Conan's got his mouth full of Tootsie Rolls.
Knockoff Tootsie Rolls.
Those things are big.
Those aren't knockoffs.
Talking
about the fruit-flavored
ones? The brand here is, oh, it is Tootsie.
Yeah. These are like the sort of the lesser Tootsie products, basically. Nobody really.
So it's not the chocolate.
Right. Flavor. Everybody knows the chocolate flavor, but these are sort of the ones you only see very rarely. But I'm not saying they're bad. They're just.
Yeah.
This thing is like lid size.
Lid size? Like the size of a coffee can lid?
Yeah.
All right, so we got your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. We just went through the top Halloween costumes for 2018. It's kind of a tradition here.
Surprisingly, or rather not surprisingly, not on the list, Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah, well, yeah, not that many people are into Bitcoin.
Or Penguin.
There was a really good Satoshi Nakamoto costume at Halloween one year.
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yes, I do.
That's pretty good. All right, so we can continue here. You can bring up anything that you want. Let's go to Otis. He's on the line in New York on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Otis.
Guys, what's going on? Great to see you tonight. Happy, obviously.
You're loud, dude, but back off your microphone like an inch. You're way too loud.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Not really. Back off more.
Hold on, let me just adjust the setting.
All right, yeah, appreciate that.
By the way, I did notice there
I'm turning him down and he's loud.
And this is a good thing, too. I noticed in the top 50 of trends, two costumes that weren't on the list that I've seen in
Hillary
in
Clinton
the
and Donald Trump.
Well, all right, that's four.
Sexy nurse.
Actually, what is it, none.
Sexy Vermin Supreme.
No, I'm thinking military personnel.
Ooh, yeah.
And police
point.
Officer kids.
Good point. All right, go ahead, Otis. So
that's pretty good in my book.
Better?
Yeah, that's better. Thanks, dude. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. I don't want to blow your guys' ears out.
Thank you,
sorry about that. I mean, I didn't want to blow you guys' ears out. So anyways, listen, I really like the Halloween costumes you guys are doing. It's beautiful. It's very nice.
Aw, thanks.
Are you dressed up?
I am dressed up. Guess what I am?
I don't know. Give me a hint.
Well, I'm dressed as my grandmother's dog, Buster, for Halloween. Yeah.
I was always going to guess dog. I should have said it. Because you called about
it. You would have had it.
Yeah, you'd called about the dog before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So, listen, both of you guys got the Halloween costumes on, and I'm sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, Otis. Are you going to take a picture and put it in the chat room so we can actually see if you're really dressed like Buster?
You dressed as Buster?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do it. I'm going to put it in the Safe for Work channel.
Okay, thank you.
Safe for Work.
Okay, good.
I'm not dressed up as like a nude dog or something. I'm not an a-hole.
Well, kind of dogs are all nude, but there's hair.
Well, yeah, I'm wearing pants, of course. So, yeah, but what's up with the other guy? He's not wearing a costume.
He did have
one. In the Halloween spirit.
He's not in the Halloween spirit. Conan, you didn't even know it was Halloween today.
I've been working all day. I've got
things
to do.
Come on, Conan.
I don't have me and Ian, but
Jackie made me a Halloween costume, and
it's hanging up right now behind him.
Yeah, it's up there.
And that guy that just walked in the background, he isn't wearing a Halloween costume either.
Oh, no, he's dressed as a computer programmer.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice.
No, you're right. Michael Hampton did not dress up today either, but I didn't dress up for most of the day. I mean, you guys said, hey, do you have a costume? And I threw it.
You know, the best thing about your guys' costumes is that the onesies.
Yeah.
You can wear them as pajamas for the rest of the year.
I guess. I mean, that probably would. I don't know if these are designed to be worn.
Yeah, they'll probably fall apart.
Yeah. You should wear it
to attract a mate. That's the ideal kind of operation with those kinds of onesies. They're very much of a turn on.
You
think so? In my opinion.
I might go to the bar tonight, so we'll see how that works out. I'm not expecting much because they're all a bunch of old women. But anyway.
The college girls aren't old women yet.
They're not college girls at this bar, I'm telling you. There was one night where there were, but...
Wait a second. What bar is it? Maybe it's the same bar my grandmother goes to.
It's right across the street from the college.
Yeah, it is right across the street, but almost none of the college students...
Well, where do the college girls go to drink? Or are they just staying in their dorms?
Cobblestone.
No, yeah, there's a few different colleges.
The Cobblestone?
Yeah, there's a couple college bars. But no, that's not the one where I'm going tonight. But anyway, go ahead.
Or are you not allowed to go where they frequent because you're not even allowed on the college campus?
I'm allowed on the college campus. I was there this morning.
Didn't you get kicked off?
Breakfast?
No. You got the band hammered,
like five times. I've been kicked off. And
they can't permanently prohibit someone from going on to state college property.
They might be able to try, but no, they've never...
They can try, and our lawyer wound up writing them a letter, and they wound up rescinding it.
And that was just a year ban, but yeah, they rescinded that after the attorney wrote a letter. But anyway, yeah, what were you calling about, Otis? Sorry, go ahead.
Just Halloween in general. Okay. I mean, we talked a lot about Halloween already.
Yeah, for sure.
Freaking kids keep coming to my house trying to get free candy.
No, wait a minute. It's 9:30 at night.
Well, no, not now. Not now. Earlier in the day, they kept coming. And I said, listen, guys, you know, I'm not giving away handouts here. This is freaking my house. And I live pretty much in the middle of nowhere. For them to drive, you know, the parents to drive them all the way out here. The parents drive them out to my place because they say, okay, we're going to get a lot of candy because these people don't have many visitors. But it's like, you know. But I'm not going to be having candy for these kids. I'm not giving out candy. Okay, I buy the candy myself. Eat candy. Yes, I have candy in the house.
Doesn't
that, I'm getting
doesn't
any of it.
Not giving out candy like increase the danger of vandalism?
Well, I mean, we are well armed in this household. We can protect ourselves. If vandalism seeks to occur, I mean, we will defend ourselves.
All right, fair enough.
And we'll stick Buster on him in the meantime. I mean, Buster is a pretty vicious dog.
What kind of dog is Buster?
He's a Sheltie. He's a beautiful little Sheltie. He's so fluffy and happy.
What is a Sheltie?
Offhand, I'm not familiar enough with dog breeds or whatever, so I don't know what
so
that is. Conan's going to pull it up. Is it a small dog? Sheltie sounds small. It's got a small sound.
It's like a collie. It's the same kind of look as a collie.
It's a sheep
smaller.
Dog.
A sheep
looks
dog.
Like a collie.
A Shetland sheepdog.
Is it small? It's smaller, though, than a sheepdog? Because sheepdogs are big.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's small.
Okay, gotcha.
And they have a tendency to get nervous.
But
they
shorter.
Very nervous.
Gotcha. Is it like one of those dogs with like super short legs, but it's kind of like got a normal sized body?
Yes.
Yep. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Big old
absolutely.
Head.
They get nervous, so they have a very, like the breed is very well known for being a very nervous kind of dog.
Is it one of those dogs where, I know my, a friend of mine when I was growing up had a dachshund. And, oh, yeah, it looks like
it
a
looks
Lassie
like
dog. Yeah,
Lassie,
sure.
But
yeah.
Short legs.
I gotcha. My friend had a dachshund, and as soon as you come home, the damn thing would pee on the carpet just because it was so excited. You know?
Yeah.
It was so excited it couldn't control its bowels, and apparently, or not bowels, but its bladder.
Bladder.
And apparently that's pretty common with those dogs. Is your dog like that? Is Buster like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's annoying. I couldn't stand that. To have a dog like that. That would be so awesome.
I can't even do dogs anymore. That's all. I'm done with them. I'm a cat person.
I'll tell you what we do about it.
What do you do?
So Buster,
diapers.
You can buy treats. You can buy treats for the dogs that, you know, have like cannabis in them. And it really mellows them out and gets them to calm down and not be as nervous. And they don't have as many problems.
Can you buy those in New York?
Now, I know that when I was in Maine recently, I saw that there were some dog treats that had CBD.
Yeah.
It was like $20 for a kind of small bag, and I didn't want to spend that much on Jazzy, so I just got her the pumpkin treats.
Thank you for that. Jazzy's really enjoying
it. We definitely buy the weed. We buy the weed because it makes Buster less nervous.
Otis, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, guys.
Happy Halloween to you. I think he was about to say that. Thank you, Otis.
Post the Buster picture.
Yeah. Otis, we want to see the Buster picture, man. I want to see that your outfit. You got to see us. It's only fair. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want people to come into our country
but they have to come in legally, and they have to come through merit, a merit system.
Ahead of the midterm election, border security a top priority for the Trump administration. The president says he may send more troops to the U.S.-Mexico border.
We have about 5,008. We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE.
The president speaking with reporters at the White House saying the people in the caravan will not be allowed inside our country.
They're trying to get up any way they can. They're trying to get up by train. They're trying to get up by truck and by buses. We're going to be prepared. They're not coming into our country.
On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 241 points, the NASDAQ up 144, and the S&P 500 up 29. This is USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK. 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 That's 844-972-BACK.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-453. At some point, I am going to stop the calls just so we can get to Ross Ulbricht's letter. Daryl, how many paragraphs? Like, is this something we can hammer out in a segment?
He's usually should be able to.
He's usually pretty brief in the writings I've seen.
Right. It's not that long, okay. And to tell you paragraphs would be deceiving.
I see.
Because some of the paragraphs are one or two sentences.
Right.
Happy birthday, Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's what he's going to be writing to us, not to us specifically, but to Bitcoin. Yes. And we're going to share it with you coming up here. Ian Cunningham and Daryl in the studio. By the way, I do want you to know, speaking of cryptocurrencies, how to accept Bitcoin in real life at your point of sale, at a cash register, for instance. AnyPay makes it possible. Not only Bitcoin BTC, but also Dash and Zen and others. Go to AnyPay.global to get signed up. It couldn't be much easier than they've made it. You create your username and password. You put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the setup page. And then you load the app on your point-of-sale device. That's it. You're done. If you've already got a crypto wallet and you've already got a point-of-sale device, I mean, you're talking about a 5, maybe 10-minute long process. If you don't have a crypto wallet, okay, you might add another few minutes to download a crypto wallet, get that set up. But really, we're talking about a very, very quick process here to get started accepting cryptocurrency. No cost to you as the merchant to do it over at anypay.global. As we continue here, we've got Free Market Penguin. He's on the line on our Discord chat. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm going to kind of switch up the subject a little bit.
Yes, sir.
A lot of times I listen to the state-sponsored news outlet NPR because I really like them. I mean, they have some really good content, regardless of, you know, all that. Say what you will. But I was listening to NPR, and they brought up a topic. Well, there's a lot of topics I hear that I want to bring up on Free Talk Live.
Okay.
They brought up a polling that indicates that positions, and I hate to bring this subject up, but the Kavanaugh thing, the whole cult.
That was the judge guy that people were arguing over whether or not he allegedly raped somebody as a teenager.
Yes, yeah. Unless you've been living under a rock, or maybe you're somewhere where you just don't follow U.S. news, I'm sure you've heard all about it, and we had to deal with that whole national crisis for a while. But anyway, they said that opinions over this, and everybody, of course, had their opinions, were split not on gender lines, but purely on, or mostly on partisan lines. And I really saw that a lot during the time, that even just not Republicans or Democrats, but people that even just ever so slightly lean conservative or liberal, they, you know, you have, like, you have almost 50% of people saying, people lost their minds. You have almost 50% of people saying women lie, false allegations happen, we need to protect men from false allegations, women are trying to destroy men's lives. And then another half of people, I mean, tons of people saying, oh, men are rapists, and I believe women, you don't believe women, misogynists, and this and that. And people really lost their minds and threw their morals out the window, because there's really no basis to say any of these things. There was no evidence either way. And,
well, I mean, it's insane to say
kind of principles or scruples.
Well, it's insane to say blank lies, right? Because, I mean, obviously all humans at some point have lied at some point in their life, but they're specifically talking about lying for the purpose of throwing somebody in prison for rape allegations. And no, not everybody lies about that who's a woman, and not everybody lies about that who's a man. Some people will.
Also, you know, a lot of different reports that show that a sizable percentage of women who are raped or otherwise sexually assaulted never report it because of fear of retaliation, fear of character assassination on them, because there's always the questions of, well, what were you wearing? What were you doing the night that it happened? And then all kinds of things to bring it back to basically say, you know, like, you brought this on yourself, just as if some guy wearing a three-piece suit walked through the ghetto and wound up having his wallet stolen of, well, you put yourself in a situation.
And the same thing could be said about men who are sexually assaulted. It's a whole lot of reasons why you wouldn't want to report that.
Most men that are sexually assaulted never report it.
Right.
Yeah, and there's also the situation, there's also basically the situation of, I mean, it is going to be something that's going to, if you make a legal case out of it, this requires evidence and testimony and poking and prodding at the woman. I mean, that's a lot to go through for something that it's a he said, she said, whether or not it was consensual or not. Not even ever mentioning the fact that, you know, if 30, 35 years passed, that's just absolutely ridiculous. But even on, like, I mean, to back up what I was saying, that even on, even like libertarians, even people on, you know, some of the shows on LRN.FM, some co-hosts and callers and different people. I mean, people that don't have really the skin in the game. It's just, you can see the clear divide just based on philosophy and just way of thinking about people, whether they just absolutely want to skewer this woman for accusing a man, which with no actual evidence that she could ever come up with, but except for testimony, sworn testimony, obviously, or people that just want to absolutely pillory men for being rapists and predators. And we've just all collectively lost our minds, and it was extremely frustrating, in my opinion.
Not this guy. I'm looking at it from afar. I'm watching all this nonsense, this craziness going down, and the two tribes, Daryl, there are really two tribes. There are the same tribe, but there's a civil war going on, and the fighting is just, it's ridiculous.
Do you believe in this civil war concept, Free Market Penguin?
You know, I don't think people are going to ever actually, in a large scale, maybe in a really decentralized manner. Yeah, there could be violence. There is particularly violent times we've had in the past few years where there was a lot more violence than now, some political violence and stuff. But no, I mean, it's just people just dividing themselves into tribes, like you said, like for no reason, just dividing themselves up into tribes and arguing over pro-X and anti-X.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's for no reason. I mean, these people want to feel like they have others who agree with them, right?
Yeah, this,
like
this is a natural occurrence. This is biology.
Yeah.
The problem is that it doesn't end well, because I mean, you can't have the, if you're too far left or too far right, you're not going to survive. What you need is a healthy combination of the two, which is, you know, what I consider a lot of libertarians. And no, I mean, there's nothing good about being too far on one side or the other. You're gonna starve yourselves. You're gonna starve your tribes.
Well, it's not left or right on real political theory principle or real economic theories. It's literally just mostly pointless partisanship, really, because honestly, and it's not like those parties actually have principles the same way that, you know, a socialist or especially a libertarian does. I mean, they're just partisans.
Thank you for the call, Free Market Penguin.
You know what they are? They're NPCs. Both
non-player
sides.
Characters.
Non-player characters. They're just spouting.
One of those theories that everything's a simulation, right, and only certain people are actually, players.
I wonder if these people have an original thought in their heads. I wonder if they go through their daily lives and they actually have
so cynical.
A single individual thought.
You should have been an NPC.
I should have been. I would be a quest giver. I'd be the guy handing out the quests.
What? A wizard or something.
Yeah. Final thoughts, Penguin. Go ahead.
No, I mean, when I hear things on NPR like that, sometimes they're really shocking. But it's you know, I'll bring them to you because they really like food for thought, man. It's just,
right,
I called about it a few times, and it's like that is exactly what I experienced. The people were, it wasn't male or female. There were women.
So wait, what was it that NPR had said?
I'm sorry.
What was it that NPR had said on this?
The poll said that it wasn't a gender divide at all. It was a partisan divide.
Yeah, and I saw several polls on that as well, to where it was split between almost the inverse of Republicans at X percent believe Y person, and then the Democrats, the opposite percent, would not believe that person. Yeah.
Well,
so
the fact is,
it's clearly partisan, and most things in this country are clearly partisan.
We cannot all get along. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Which is why we need to have people who believe in liberty make the move to New Hampshire. Because if you gather together with people who think like you do, or at least mostly think like you do, you're going to have a better society. And then maybe we can drive away the Republican-Democrat status. And, you know, Republicans go to Texas, and Democrats can go to California. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped to pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Milton Germain here. Maybe enough time for you, but we're giving Ross Ulbricht the segment here. If we don't finish, I mean, if we finish the thing, then we'll get to your calls.
Right.
Okay, so we got Ross Ulbricht. He wrote a letter. He's the founder of the Silk Road, the world's first and most important underground drug marketplace. But it was more than that. It sold other things besides just drugs, as his mom pointed out in her presentation at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, which was, I had the pleasure of actually getting to see that. It's very rare that I actually go into any of the presentations at these conferences we attend, because usually we're busy doing our radio show and talking to people out in the, you know, the vendor area. But I did get to see Lynn's presentation because she was the last person to present. We'd sort of already kind of cleaned up our table at that point and went and watched that. And there was an interesting quote where she said, she didn't say it, but somebody was quoted with saying, and I'm sorry, I don't remember who it was, that after Satoshi Nakamoto, Ross Ulbricht is arguably the second most important person to Bitcoin.
I'd agree.
I think so. I think that's the truth. Because he created the Silk Road, which was really the first. I mean, yeah, there was the guy who spent 10,000 Bitcoins on some pizzas, and that's historic, and Bitcoin right. Pizza Day, great. But the Silk Road was the reason a lot of people got into cryptocurrency. A lot of people got into Bitcoin for the first time because they could buy some pot. Or whatever it was that they wanted to buy on the Silk Road. It's just a fact, I think. It's really what spurred a lot of the controversy. It spurred a lot of the news coverage. It spurred a lot of the initial use, the initial real use of Bitcoin, beyond just the sort of the speculative, oh, let's be internet geeks and pass around this currency thing, right? This actually gave people a reason to use the thing. And now Ross himself is writing from prison. And we are going to share that with you. But first, I do want to thank Brian Painter, who's a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier, meaning he gives $25 a month to Free Talk Live to help us get on new radio stations, to help us bring new internet listeners on board with the show. And that's what the AMP program is all about. It's about spreading the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there with Bitcoin, BTC, as well as PayPal, as well as credit cards. So, once again, amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks if you're in that club. Here's the letter. It's called what?
Happy birthday, Bitcoin!
Yes!
Woo-hoo.
Bitcoin is turning 10, and like many of us, I feel like a proud parent, having watched it grown into its potential over the years.
Oh, I thought he was going to say, I am Satoshi Nakamoto.
I guess I'm the estranged father in prison, though, who can't be there to help raise his son.
Aww.
Bitcoin. Mommy, when's Daddy coming home? Mommy. He'll come home as soon as he can, sweetie. Bitcoin. Why did he leave, Mommy?
I don't like that Bitcoin voice. It's too young.
10 years old, dude.
Yeah, but this is technology, not...
Well, you're supposed to have
mommy.
A voice like that if you're using the word mommy. You shouldn't be using that
I'll explain
voice
when here. You're oh, older. No. Now run along and play with blockchain with the other cryptos. Bitcoin, as a 10-year-old kid, is not a bad analogy. The technology is still very young, still growing. It's been shooting up like a weed and been through some growing pains, but it's barely a preteen and has the rocky road of adolescence still ahead. It's something we all have to go through to mature into adults, to discover who we are, and Bitcoin is no different. We will see in the years ahead what Bitcoin is capable of, how it will be used, and the impact it has or it will have on our world. Mm. I have high hopes that our gifted child will exceed everyone's expectations and go on to greatness. But it is still a child that must be nurtured and protected. Bitcoin needs us to continue guiding it with the values it was founded on that gave it its potential. We must keep our focus on decentralization, privacy, and empowering individuals. We are Bitcoin's advocates and representatives. How far it goes and what it becomes in the future, in the crucial years ahead, will depend on us. It's a technology with the power to make abstractions like peace and equality into a reality. Mm. But it's up to us to embody such ideals and be role models for the ever-growing Bitcoin community and for Bitcoin itself. I'm so excited for what's to come in the next 10 years for Bitcoin and all of its crypto cousins. I just hope I can come home and make up these lost years and show everyone where my heart truly is.
Damn. We all hope that Ross can come home, and I just wish I could. I wish I could be more optimistic about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so. I don't blame his mom for believing that it's possible to get Donald Trump to commute Ross's sentence, because that's basically all we got left.
Yeah.
Unless there's some sort of act of Congress to commute all the sentences of all nonviolent drug offenders that would somehow sweep him into that. Which is even less likely, probably, than Donald Trump having some sort of compassion for him. They do have a petition. It's up over right now at freeross.org. You can sign the petition. You should.
Over 95,000 signers the last time I looked.
Yeah, she mentioned they were close to 100,000. She wants to get, his mom, Lynn, wants to get 500,000 signatures on this. If you can get to 100,000, you should be able to get to 500,000, I would think. But either way, it's, 100,000 is no slouch. That's pretty impressive. If you haven't signed this yet.
96,000. I just pulled it up.
Please go. In the name of Bitcoin. In the name of freedom. In the name of the free market.
In the name of liberty.
Liberty. Sign this petition. I understand that you're begging Donald Trump for something. Okay, I get it. That's frustrating. The system sucks. The government is what it is. It's a violent organization. They do horrifying things. There's no shortage to the number of people that are being abused in government prisons right now, and he's just one of them. Okay,
yeah.
So let's not pretend like he's the only victim here of the government. He's one of them. He's one that we've followed closely here on Free Talk Live. You can go to freeross.org. Watch the documentary, by the way, which I admittedly have only seen part one of, but I do want to watch the rest of it.
Yeah, I'm waiting until it all comes out, and then I'm just going to marathon it.
It's going to be a six-part documentary. I think it's up to four or five of the six parts are out. At this point, it's called Railroaded, and it's also right there. I believe it's toward the top of the freeross.org website.
So I'm on the website right now. The top thing under the menu is a big red bar that says, "Help us bring Ross home, sign the petition."
Yep.
Right under that. Big black bar. Read or watch episode 4 of Railroaded now.
If you don't take our word for it, I mean, if you want to take our word for it, then please sign the petition. But if you don't want to take our word for it, watch Railroaded. It's It is based on fact. It's based on court documents, government evidence. It's based on the facts. The first 20 minutes, the segment one that I watched, that's enough to where you, I mean, you'll want to watch the rest of it.
Right.
But if you just watch that first part, you're going to be like, oh my God. What did they do to this person? I mean, what they've done is absolutely horrifying.
Well, it's in the name.
They made an example.
Railroaded.
They railroaded him. Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, the things they reveal in just the first part are outrageous. I can't imagine how much worse it's going to get. And I know things about the case. I was paying close attention. We talked about it day after day
right.
when the trial was happening, and I learned stuff.
We were reading court documents regularly.
Right.
You know, obviously, we didn't read all of them. But, you know, there were enough of the filings that we were reading and various things to where, you know, we knew a lot more information than, say, the average person.
Yeah, the corruption within the ranks of the federal government, FBI, and the other police agencies that were involved starts to come out in part one of this thing, and it's just going to get worse from here. If as you're watching this railroaded presentation. And by the way, you don't have to watch. There's an audio version and text versions.
Yeah.
So whatever your preference is as far as taking in information, they've made it so everybody's preference has been met here with this railroaded documentary. They actually started it by writing it, and then they created audio, and then they added pictures and such to the audio to create the video, which you can watch anytime you want. Go to freeross.org. Check that out. And if you still don't feel like signing the petition, then you are a cold-hearted, evil statist who is a sick drug warrior freak. Because this is the only way that you would not want to sign this petition, to help Ross. Which, again,
Or you're lazy.
Yeah. I mean, if you're lazy, you don't have any excuse. Because
if you're lazy, you're not going to watch or listen to six episodes of a documentary.
It's just clicking on some stuff on the internet to sign this, okay? It doesn't take a lot of effort. And if you want to go all out, then write Ross a letter because, you know, it sucks to be in a jail cell. I've only been in jail, okay? I know how bad it can be in at least just jail. You could easily get lonely. And Ross right now is in he's in solitary confinement. Yeah. He's been put there because he was threatened by a gang. They wanted him to go beat somebody up for them, and he refused because he's he likes peace.
Yes.
And so he had to go to solitary because he's now under threat of violence by these gang members. So he's got literally nothing to do. His mom says all he gets in there is a Bible. Send him something to read. He doesn't need to know who you are. He doesn't know who you are. It's fine. Just send him something. His address is at freeross.org. The petition, all that. We'll see you tomorrow night. Happy Halloween. It's Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.